100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday, and that means it's time for the weekly challenge, where I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and then we gather them all up into this podcast engine thing, and, well, you're listening to it right now. Although some of you may have been listening to Diane Sawyer and Bruce Jenner on Friday. One person on my timeline was doing that. At least one. And they post up all sorts of supportive stuff. And then, oh, I just hate them now that they say that they're a Republican. And then a few hours later, I fully support Bruce Jenner and all their the same person. And I'm like, never mind. Just let it go. All these hypocrisies and hates and us versus thems, we all end up being them. There is no us anymore. It's all just a bunch of them. And as Kathmandu crumbles and the foothills of Everest tumble down, you just gotta wonder. I haven't had one of these rambles and rants for a while, have I? Well, I have. I just do them in the elevator at work. I don't record them. Go on in my head. Do they go on in your head? What are you ranting and rambling about? Maybe we just need a week of ranting and rambling. The 10,000 word ramble. Create a new podcast for it.
I know this little kitty cat sitting next to me. Hello, kitty.
I'm too lazy to fire up the Kona coffee and get the Baileys in it. But I'll do that later during my walk with Oak. I got so close to 225 a few weeks ago, and then had a few days off, and don't ask. Now I've been bouncing around. Yesterday was just horrible. Worse than Cookie Monster. And this morning I start off with a bagel. Carb City. So, just got to keep walking. Eventually it works. You look at the trend. And as long as I'm burning like 300, 350 calories in the morning and then in the evening during my walks, of course your metabolism adjusts and then you're completely fucked. And you gotta take a break for a few days, start up again. It just never ends. Although I gotta say, I really enjoy the salads that I eat and the bagels. I got a walnut and gorgonzola pizza in the freezer. It's a small one, and I'm just going to have half of it. Let the rest sit for a while, and then cold pizza. Oh, my God. Why don't they just sell cold pizza? You know, leave it out on the shelf or on the counter of the grocery store. Anyway, I'm done rambling. Let's get on with the stories. They're all on the topic of Anchor. Unless you decided not to, then okay. We've got Muncie, Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Serendipity. Zach Mann is back. Lizzie, Tom, no updates. That's okay. Not really much to update, is there? I mean, oop, another week. Norval Joe, and Tura, and Kimmy's back. What more could you want? Oh, right, the stories themselves. Let's go.
Greetings, Nick. Munzee coming at you once more at the end of the month to close out your awesome nickname in style with a 100-word story that'll sink like a stone. Drop the Anchors by Christopher Monroe. Anchors away? Never. And to hell with anyone who'd suggest such a thing. To hell. There's an anchor crisis here, at home. Right in our own backyard. There are no anchors. Unless you live near a shipyard. In which case, maybe. But what about the people who don't live near shipyards? What about them? Yet some would send our anchors away. Never. An anchor in every garage. I believe in anchors for everyone, and nothing's stopping us but our own unwillingness to act. So act we shall. Something, something, and let's set course to this bold, new, anchorful future together. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus ends April, Nick, and thus ends your time being named Nick, unless your actual name is Nick, in which case this month must have been confusing for you.
Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, even. I hope it's not the dead of night that you're not listening to this because you can't sleep, and you've decided that the way that you're going to get back to sleep is by listening to 100 Word Stories podcast. At any rate, it's Jeffrey Fisher, and I'm here with two stories on the topic of anchor. My first story is called Retirement. I helped my friend Mike pack his office. He was retiring at the end of the week and wanted to take home his handful of personal items. While Mike sorted through desk drawers, I removed anything hanging on the walls. Most were pictures of family or vacation spots, but occupying a place of honor was Mike's treasured Employee of the Year plaque. I tugged at it, but the plaque refused to move. Studying it, I saw a large bolt anchoring it to the wall. The plaque wasn't going home without a large chunk of plasterboard. "Oh, just leave that," Mike said. "Your award? Your recognition for years of hard work?" "Well, someone's hard work. It came with the office. I guess the previous guy couldn't pry it loose either." And my second story is called The Diagnosis. My wife came out of the physician's office with a grim look on her face. "What's wrong?" I asked. "Dr. Booth said the pains were likely from a tumor." She fought back tears. "Judging from the size and position, he said I may have only a few weeks." I sank into a chair, my legs unable to hold me. How could this be? My rock, my anchor, the one person I could always rely on, gone in a few weeks? My wife saw my grief-stricken expression and laughed. "April Fool, he thinks it's just indigestion, and I'll be fine. Had you going, though." I later told the police, after I killed her, that she didn't even have the month right. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Hi there, this is Richard. Yes, I came back. Well, somebody said there'd be beer. Maybe that was me. Tip of the week. Make gardening fun. Hide landmines in the vegetable patch. Only one story this week. It's called Sailor. I never realized just how difficult being a sailor could be for someone who takes things as literally as me. It started when the captain told me to weigh anchor. It took me a week to find a set of scales that could handle it. Then I was told to station myself in the crow's nest. But just how do you find a crow so far out to sea? In the end, I settled for a seagull, but I can't say the captain was impressed. It was time to quit when I was ordered to scrub the poop deck. I'm out of here. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. When you told me to throw out the anchor, you should really have been far more careful about how you phrased it. Right this minute, you're wondering why we're still drifting, creeping ever closer, inexorably towards the jagged reef and its needle-sharp coral fingers. And as the hull splinters and splits on the rocks below, as the sea rushes in to drag you under to your doom, you'll turn to me, eyes imploring. Why? And I'll smile back. And your final memory will be the siren's song echoing across the waves as my sisters welcome me home once more.
This is Zach Ben. What brings you into Cliff's Tattoo Parlor today? Well, I just got this job as an anchorman for a new cable news network, Unbroken News. They thought I would be edgier if I got a tattoo. Are they the ones whose slogan is, "At least as accurate as the Onion"? That seems like a low standard, said Cliff. You would think, but three of the existing networks can't manage to do it, said the newsman. Unbroken News instructed Prior Navy gets an anchor tattoo. A ship's anchor? No. I can still follow instructions. Getting Walter Cronkite's character from We're Back.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I Refuse to Sink read the tattoo on her chest. Decades of wars and narrow escapes turned her into a survivor. Yet she knew. The capsule injected under her skin was her anchor. As a child, she disappeared for a week, to her parents' frantic despair. When she returned, the stories of strange-looking beings with oddly shaped eyes and white skin were hurriedly dismissed. When they finally came back for the data in the capsule, she smiled. That was the moment she had lived for. She asked them, "Take me with you," and they did. She's over 250 today. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got two stories this evening. The first, hey kids, we can put on a show. Why so glum, Timmy? Cindy Lou needs a new iron lung, but Grandpa Joe can't raise the money because the bank is foreclosing on his farm, said the lad, plopping down on a bale of hay. Hey kid, that gives me a great idea. We can take all this hay and make it into seating for a musical extravaganza right here in the barn. We'll do a review, call it Anchors Away. A wandering Hollywood exec will see it, and we'll make it into a big old Hollywood movie. Make plenty of scratch. Get Cindy that brand new iron lung. And the second story, American Enterprise, the treasure fleet anchored in the bay. The Pomo representative boarded the Great Khan's flagship with five oaken chests. In fluent Chinese, he greeted the master merchant with a long riddle. Tin Soon Lang replied in perfect Pomo. Coyote would ask the turtle, "Then we are in agreement." 30 bolts of crimson silk appeared alongside 30 pots of crimson spices. The Pomo dealer opened the oaken chest filled to the top with lake diamonds and Kanakte obsidian arrowheads. Of all the riches that flowed across the continent, the most valuable was Beware of the Europeans. The guns sure came in handy. And that's it for this week.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 470 with a prompt of anchor. I'm begging you again, here, you know, you're the only people I know that I can turn to ask to please go to iTunes and leave me a review or just some stars for the Pariah podcast. Just a couple. I mean, three, five would be great. But hey, if you don't think it's worth five, just anything would help me get a little bit of recognition in the iTunes world and help me get this podcast spread out to some people. So here's my story. Popeye went into the tattoo shop and asked to have his trademark anchor tattoo removed. If we remove it, we won't know it's you. It would be as bad as getting rid of the spinach.
That's the point,
Popeye said, explaining that the belief that spinach had more iron was based on a decimal error on a government report from the late 1800s. It's no better for you than broccoli.
It's easier to cover the tattoo with something than remove it, the tattooist said. How about olive oil?
They settled on Bluto, whom Popeye had secretly loved all these years. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on Anchor. There was once an anchoress, walled up in a cell in a church, to spend her days in contemplation. There was no door, only a barred window through which she might hear Mass. One day, the devil came to tempt her. Holy Mother, he said, how brave to rise above the sneers of the ignorant, to be willingly shut up in the darkness. Do you never long to walk through the world of God's creation? What? Exclaimed the man who swept up the elephant down in the circus, who had wandered in from another joke. And give up show business?
Hi there, it's Kimmy. This week's weekly challenge, Anchor. I sat in the third row on a metal folding chair in a small room off of the main chapel. Bill's casket was open, and I could see a few wisps of curly black hair and the heavy horn-rimmed glasses set astride his waxy nose. Leaning back, I closed my eyes and ears to the goings-on around me, and I thought of the big, sweet guy that would wrap his burly arms around you and snug in close as he shared his amazing ooey-gooeyness. I will miss those long, I really mean it, hugs. Anchors away, my friend.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
My first job out of college was with a public television station. After my internship finished, I was asked to help the transmitter engineer with computer support. Lots of already ancient Tandy 1000s stacked up in the warehouse, gathering dust. Someone joked that we should give them away, like we did with mugs, tote bags, and three tenors CDs.
Or use them as boat anchors, said the transmitter engineer.
I left that place years ago. Never went back. Didn't keep in touch. I imagine that old transmitter engineer out on his boat, hauling up a dead PC and sailing for Cuba.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Anchor. I hope you enjoyed them. I sure did. You should be enjoying them. If you didn't enjoy them, well, why don't you try writing one? Write one that you enjoy. Send it. And I'll get it up on the feed in a separate post, and then folks can say, oh, I like that one. There you go. They could say that just like that. Next week's topic is fit. You can check out more at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. There's all sorts of social media things out there, although it's not terribly social. It just posts up, oh, there's a new story. Oh, there's a new challenge. Oh, me ranting for a bit and then not reading the responses. Hope you have a great week. It's been raining all week. Raining. Hopefully it's better out there now. Jasmine's in bloom. Sit outside and listen to the... I guess it's too late. You've already listened to them. What's it, snowing or cycloning or whatever. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another story and then next week with another weekly challenge. Until then, thank you for listening. And, you know, what's that other thing? Oh, yeah. Keep it brief.